Blog Talk Radio. Dr. Pamela J.P. Martin coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio this morning. I just want to come to you real quickly. I promise you're not going to be before you long. I got cut off last time, and so I want to be cognizant of the time that we have. But I wanted to bring a message to you this morning about faith, how important it is for us to have the faith to do what God wants us to do. Amen, amen, and to believe God for the impossible. Amen, amen. So when you go with me over to Luke, amen, Luke chapter 6, amen. If you can go with me over to Luke chapter 6, amen, verses 46 through 49. I just want to get this to you real quick. I promise you I'm not going to be before you long, because this morning it's about encouraging us to go forward, people to move forward into what God called them to do. And, you know, I for one, will not always be online, you know, doing messages and ministering the Word of God. My assignment has been to be in the land of the living, moving forward out there in the trenches, and I thank God for that. I am associated with a church, however, but I am constantly on the go, so I thank God. And I want to encourage you, too, to also get connected with a house of faith and make sure you also at the same time continue to do what the Lord has assigned for you to do. Amen? So if you go with me to Luke chapter 6, verse 46 to 49, it's important that we have a church home. You say, why? Because there are two main reasons stick out. One, to encourage one another. You know that, right? Amen. If you're in a church and they're not encouraging you, you're in the wrong church. Amen. Tell somebody that. And, you know, the second one is Jesus told us to forget not to assemble ourselves with others. And that was one of the main reasons. Also, we're a part of the body of Christ. Each one of us have a significant role in what we do to participate, to continue the movement of the kingdom of God in the land of the living. Do you understand what I'm saying to you this morning? What I'm saying is that we need to all be together to encourage one another to continue to do what God has assigned for us to do. Amen, amen. And at the same time, if you're under profound and sound leadership, they will see the gift that God has for you, and you will know it already. And God will allow them to make room for your gift. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen, amen. So I'm thanking and praising God for each and every one of you. Allow me to come before you this morning. Again, this is just a small nugget that I wish to leave before you today. And then I'm going to close completely out. But again, if you can go to Luke chapter 6, verse 46 through 49, amen, amen. Are you with me? Amen. Are you with me? Are you with me? Amen. And why call ye me Lord? Lord, do not these things which I say. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to him whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and diggeth deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood rose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, and against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of the house was great. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? I want to read this to you again because I want you to get this in your spirit. Amen, amen, amen. And why, amen, this is Jesus asking, and why call ye me Lord? Lord, do not the things which I say. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house. Did you hear that? I want to say it clearly. He is like a man which built a house and diggeth deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently, violently against the house. Amen. And could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Amen. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat violently, amen, vehemently, same thing, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Ask somebody right now, what house, what is your house built on? What is your house made of? Amen, amen. Ask them, what is your house built on? Amen. As the scripture clearly shows us, When a person hears the word and acts upon what he has heard, he becomes established on a solid foundation. And regardless of the trials, sickness, pain, heartache, and disappointments that come, he is not moved. He is steadfast and rooted in the word of God. One of the reasons you have so many leaderships walking away from the pulpit because they weren't rooted in the word of God. Things came toward them. People said accusations, threw lies against them, and hurled all sorts of slander, and they couldn't stand still. They continued to say, I can't do this, until they walked away. But when you're rooted on sound soil, amen, amen, when you're steadfast and you're built on the rock, you won't move. On the other hand, if a person hears the word and fails to act on what he has heard and does not apply it in his life, he has no foundation. As a result, when trials come, he is insecure and he is not able to stand. He is defeated. In this scripture, Jesus does not indicate any middle ground. A person is either a doer of the word or a hearer only. Amen? Are you a hearer or are you a doer? One of the major reasons why the early church was so powerful was because they practiced what they preached. Amen? They did not hold large meetings to discuss doctrines and theologies and theories and accusations of what they heard. Amen? They were too busy doing the work of the Lord. Amen? That he had given them to do. They were more interested in the power of God that was manifested through them as they began to do the works of God, heal the sick, cast out demons, win souls in the kingdom of God. That's right. In this end time harvest cycle, the Spirit of God is going to come upon his people, and many are going to come forth and teach and move forward and doing what God's will is. It won't make sense to many of you listening. You'll say, I don't understand how God could use them. I know their past, but God said that that's not your concern. Amen, amen. He knows the beginning and the ending of all things. Remember Paul, amen? You would probably say Paul shouldn't have never been used if you'd known his full life. If you studied about Paul, you said there's no way God would use a person like that. But God used a man like that, amen? And this end time harvest cycle, the Spirit of God is going to come upon his people, amen, in such a way that the word and the teachings we have received is going to be like a burning flame within us. We are not going to be content to hear and to preach. We have been preaching divine healing. Now it is time for us to use that and to move forward and to practice what we have preached, amen? It is time to show what God has up in us instead of walking around with our heads down and making the Bible mundane. Do you understand what I'm saying to you this morning? Amen, amen? It's time to roll up your sleeves and get out there and do what God told you to do, amen? It's time that we begin to live and walk in the healing power of God as we teach and as we take authority over Satan in the name of Jesus and appropriate, amen, amen, his word to cast out all sickness in our lives and in those around us, amen, amen, amen. So we have been preaching about the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, right? But now it is time for us to seek God, amen, until we see the power flowing from our lives, amen, to meet the needs of those we meet, amen. I think the worst thing you could do is hear someone, all they do is preach, 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 but you never see the gifts and the power of the anointing, amen. Jesus said, if they know him, these signs shall follow them. And he said they'll do the same things that he did. He said, in greater works shall they do. Amen, amen. And greater works shall they do. Now, to do greater works, your faith must meet that. Amen. Y'all know what I'm saying. Amen, amen, amen. So we have preached about the power of the binding and the loosing. Amen, amen, amen. But now it is time for us, amen. We must bind the evil spirits in our homes, amen, communities and cities as we have never done before. In the name of Jesus, we must snatch out our loved ones out of the hands of Satan and surround them with our prayers. As you practice what you preach in every area of your life, you're going to be living a testimony to the world that Jesus Christ is alive and that the word of God has the power to save, heal, deliver, hallelujah, heal, deliver, amen, and help you to stand during the trial and the temptation that you face. Amen, amen, amen. So again, I want to say to you, stand firm in the Lord, amen. Believe God, amen. God is calling us to move forward in his purpose, amen. And these times where you see things that are going awry and where people have forgotten Jesus Christ, they don't even want to hear the truth. The Bible said in the last days that they won't want to hear anything about truth, that they'll call good evil and evil good. We see that in these times when people begin to stand up against the things that are contrary to the word of God. People go against it and begin to look at that person as someone they would like to stone if it was legal to do so. Amen. But we live in the times where Jesus will soon appear. Amen. Amen. And we must stand firm and move forward. Amen. We must not become discouraged. Amen. Amen. We must not give up. Amen. Amen. But continue on. Amen. The paths of righteousness, amen, seeking the kingdom of God, amen. I don't know who I'm talking to, but this message is for you. I want to encourage you again, amen, as you practice what you preach in every area of your life, you're going to be living a testimony to the world that Jesus Christ is alive. Don't forget that, amen, and that the word of God has the power to save, heal, deliver, and help you stand during every trial and every temptation that you face. Amen. Amen. So I want to thank you again for allowing me to come before you. I just want to encourage you to move forward and do the will of the Lord. Amen. Don't allow anybody to turn you around. Amen. Amen. Stand firm and watch what God will do in your life. Get that prayer life up. Amen. Fast. Amen. Amen. Turn that plate over. Hallelujah. And read the word of God and watch what God will do. Amen. He'll make your enemies love you. Amen. He'll make your enemies bless you. Amen. Stay true to the task. Amen. Stay true to the task. Hallelujah. Again, this is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. I want to encourage you and leave you today saying, what is your house built on? In Jesus Christ's name, I love you. I love you. And know that God loves you too. Amen. Amen.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So I can be whole, so I can tell everyone. you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was a cowboy. Oh, you thought I was a cowboy. You thought I was a cowboy.